G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2015, your home of questionable tips, inflamed opinions and nothing but contempt for the powers that be. Cliffo, my friend, the MRP have their heads up their arses, surely. What's going on?
I don't know. I've struggled with a few things since about midway through the third quarter of the Carlton Gold Coast game. Since then, everything's gone bizarre and I don't understand any of it. I don't understand how Carlton and Gold Coast kicked 4-18 between them in the last quarter and a half to miss the over by about a kick and a half. I don't understand how Buddy only gets one.
Sam May must feel like the unluckiest bloke on the face of the planet. It's just a circus. Absolute circus. What's going on down there? Anyway, happier times, mate. Let's find a bet.
Yep. And we kick things off with the Swans, ironically. Thursday night, we're at the SCG for Sydney and Port Adelaide. Swans laying about 2 goals, total points line high 160s.
Interesting to see how they structure up without the two big fellas down forward. I know, hopefully they throw back to 2012, where they were able to get it done without key forwards, essentially, and just rely on their hard-running midfield to kick him a score and, I don't know, maybe roll Goods or somebody like that out of the goal square. It'll certainly make them less predictable, which I think they have been in recent times. So Port haven't been setting the world on fire by anyone's imagination, so it'll be interesting to see how they lace up. The play in this one for me is probably the over, 167.5 on a dry night. SCG, small ground. If they can get a bit of ball on the outside, which I'm sure they'll try to do with the smaller forward line, they won't just be able to bomb it long. They'll have to actually try and move the footy through the lines. That's probably the play, but that being said, there's every chance that they might just try and bottle it up and, you know, 9 goals might try and win it sort of set up, which would make for a pretty ordinary game of football. But, yeah, I'm probably going to sit this one out, I think.
It'll make for the type of football I'll be cheering. I'm on the under. Both sides trend really strongly to the under in twilight night games. Sydney off a short break, also trend to the under. Last four head-to-head, there's been 3 night games. None of them have even got to 150. And this is last chance saloon for Port, really. I was actually very close to, even with Tippett and Buddy out, laying the 2 goals at home, because I'm not sold at all on Port. But this is their last throw at the dice. They get rolled here, their season's done. And I think they'll aim up, and I think it will be one of those tense first to 12 goals wins it type games. So I think there's a bit of room there under the 168.5.
Fair.
We move to Friday night and we're at the MCG for Collingwood and Hawthorn. The Pies getting a little over 4 goals. Total points line high 180s.
It should be a cracking game of football in front of 85,000+ at the MCG. Pies haven't beaten Hawthorn in a home and away game for the better part of 5 years, I don't think. So they'll be up against it. But they have been playing good footy. I mean, they despite popular opinion that says they're not quite there and they've just been getting it done, they just seem to do it. They're probably stiff not to beat Freo last week in the end, and if they can bring that sort of pressure to Hawthorn and really make them have to work the ball through the lines instead of just that pinpoint accuracy passing game, possession game that they like to play, they can probably make them work for it. I think the Hawks forward line probably just too strong for the makeshift Pies back line, and I think they'll find enough avenues to score, but I think the Lions look about right for me, so again, I'm just going to sit this one out.
Yeah, I'm much the same. The recent head-to-head history between these sides suggests you'd be Hawks minus and the over, but I think Collingwood are a far more accountable side, certainly in the last couple of weeks, and that form line through Freo is very good. I can't lay 4.5 goals taking on a side who played that well over at Subiaco last week.
Yep.
We move to the first of the Saturday games and we're back at the MCG for Richmond and GWS. Tigers laying about 5 goals, total points line just shy of 180.
Yeah, again, I think they've got the head-to-head just about right. Richmond should be that probably 5-goal favourite. They should certainly have the edge around the stoppages with Marich up against basically nobody in the ruck. GWS really missing Mumford, as we thought would be the case, but I thought they might have aimed up just a little bit more than they have been. But look, they're still well and truly in the hunt. Richmond have been showing some good form. I think the play here is probably the over, but with some chance of some showers around on the Saturday arvo in Melbourne, probably just enough for me to sit this one out, I think.
Yeah, pretty easy lay down for me. Recent head to head, Richmond have thumped GWS a couple of times. But they've got a poor recent record when they go out as big favourites, and they've spent a lot of petrol in the last few weeks beating some very good sides, and there's a question in my mark, in my mind as to whether there's a dip coming somewhere.
Yep.
And the last thing you want to do is be laying 5 goals when that thing turns up.
Sure.
We move to the second game on Saturday. It's the twilight game up at Metricon Stadium on the Gold Coast, where the Suns host the Kangaroos. Suns getting about 3.5 goals, total points line high 170s.
Yeah, again, I was probably thinking that this might not be enough points, but it just depends which North Melbourne side shows up. I mean, they've been that hot and cold, even against Gold Coast, who are struggling with Ablett back in. That should notionally give them a bit of a lift. They'll all try and get around him, and whether or not they maybe leave too much room to do, you don't know. But North Melbourne probably just a little bit hot and cold. It would not surprise me at all to see North Melbourne drop this game, to be honest, the way that their track record's been over the last 3 or 4 years. They beat the sides that nobody else can beat, and they lose to teams they should beat by 10 goals. So, yeah, more than enough doubt for me to leave this one alone.
Yeah, very easy lay down for me. Don't do cocaine, kids. We move to Saturday night, and we're at the Docklands for the Western Bulldogs and Carlton. The Dogs laying about 2 goals, total points line high 180s.
Well, with any luck, they'll shut the roof, being a night game, but look, stranger things have happened with this setup down the AFL house that they've got. But we'll work on the assumption that the roof will be closed. And Carlton, last few weeks, have shown some increased form. They're at capacity to actually kick a bit of a score, which is good, keep themselves in the game. Western Bulldogs, under the roof, it just seemed to blitz it. I think last week was a bit of an aberration them against St Kilda. That should have been a lot more points in that game than as was. But I've actually found two bets here. I think Western Bulldogs too good across the park. They'll really want to make a statement in this particular game, I believe, against a side that they should be favourites and deserved favourites. And I think they probably deserve to be a goal or two more outside. I think they've got Carlton just about through every line at the minute. So more than happy to play the minus, and I think there's going to be still be plenty of points as well. So give it a crack at the over.
Yeah, I'm keen on the points here too. I'm with the over. Dogs strong to the over as home favourites. Doesn't happen a lot, but they're very strong that way when it happens. Carlton very strong as underdogs in Victoria. Last two head-to-heads between these two, both cracked 200. With any luck, the buggers will kick straight this week and it'll happen again.
Yep.
Second of the Saturday night games, and we're in the Northern Territory for Melbourne and West Coast. The Demons getting just over 4 goals, total points line mid-160s.
I'm going to try and stay away from these games. We know pretty little about the venue. I mean, it's supposed to be dry up there, but it's Darwin, so God only knows what's going to happen. Yeah. It could piss down for the whole game. So I'm just going to leave this one well and truly alone.
Yeah, I've got no desire to bet here.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Fair.
Sunday afternoon, and we're back at the Docklands for Essendon and St Kilda. The Bombers laying just over a goal, total points line mid-170s.
A little bit of a conundrum for me in this one, purely because these are the sorts of time slots where they generally tend to keep the lid open at Eddie Hope. But given there's a bit of cloud around, chance of a little bit of rain, I can't see that happening. Anytime you get mid-170s at the Dome, I think it's worth a play at the over. St Kilda, obviously, didn't put on much of a score last week. Dons haven't put on much of a score for 10 weeks, but I think that they'll, again, probably a little bit like Sydney, with Carlisle going down injured, they might have to try a few things, play a little bit smaller in the forward line. Watson, Goddard, those types of blokes, play a bit more in the forward 50, and they're proven goal kickers when they go down there. I'm surprised they don't do it a bit more often, to be honest, but I think it might just straighten them up, get them to lower the eyes instead of blazing away. And St Kilda, just they've been solid enough that you'll trust them to kick a bit of a score every week. Obviously last week, as I said, a bit of an aberration. So happy to play the over on that one.
Yeah, I can't get involved in this game. It's a bit like the North Melbourne game you mentioned before. The Bombers love dropping ones that they shouldn't. They shouldn't drop this on paper. Is there a chance?
Why shouldn't they drop this on paper?
Well, notionally, we've got a better list than St Kilda. Yeah, I haven't been doing anything with it for a while.
I'll talk through that list any day of the week with you.
But a lot of worries.
Right now, you wouldn't have 8 blokes that are getting to St Kilda's team.
On form, we probably wouldn't.
No.
There's a few reputations that aren't being matched by the form at the moment,
and that's,
which is
that's
very, very worrying.
That's the come down from heaps of drugs and shit.
Yeah, don't do cocaine, kids, or peds,
yeah,
or anything else.
Let's just stay away from it. Stay away.
Yeah,
from
no it. Bet for me. We move to the second of the Sunday afternoon games, and we're at the Adelaide Oval for the Crows and Geelong. The Crows laying about 2.5, 3.5 points. Total points line around the 180 mark.
Yeah, well, I'm denied over this one as well, to be honest. I mean, Crows at home are probably a 3 or 4 goal better side than they are anywhere else. They've been playing reasonable football without having the capacity to close games down. I think they'll really miss Rory Sloane in the middle, really starches them up through there, especially against the Cats that have got a bit of a harder edge to their midfield. A lot being made about Selwood and whether, you know, his form at the moment. He tends to respond pretty well to those sorts of barbs, so I wouldn't be surprised to see the Cats get away with this one. Crows, Tarley is a really, really good defender. I just don't think he's strong enough to play on Hawkins. I think he'll probably go to the second tall option down there, whoever that may be. I know the Cats have got some injury issues in that regard as well, but yeah, probably a little bit too much happening in this one for me to get involved.
I've got two plays here. I'm gonna play the Crows.
Big shot's back.
I'm gonna play the Crows minus. Really unconvinced about Geelong on the road, and really unconvinced about Geelong against decent sides.
Yeah,
they've been thumped by a couple of good ones this year. Crows' strong record at home as home favourites, also as small favourites. Crows also strong to the over in day games at home. Geelong don't go on the road as underdogs too often, but they trend that way when they do. Recent head-to-heads have all been higher than 180. If you get a dry deck, Adelaide Oval, full house in, I think they'll score. So I'm going to play Crows minus and the over there.
Alright.
And we finish things off at Subiaco. It's the Sunday twilight game, but it'll be a 2:40 start Perth time, Fremantle and Brisbane. The Dockers laying a bit over 9 goals, total points line mid-160s.
Yeah, generally the play Freo is the under. Brisbane over there, I don't see where they're going to be able to get a score. Their midfield's really going to have to aim up against that powerhouse Fremantle midfield. All that being said, I'm leaning towards playing the over in this game. I think Fremantle are just about due for one of those bust-out games where they kick 25 goals just to remind everybody they can do it.
Yeah.
And today, then that day might be the chance. And if they do that, then, you know, Geelong up, Brisbane only have to contribute 3 or 4 goals for the day, and you're just about there. So I'm leaning towards taking that. I'm having a look at my run sheet here, and I haven't got too much going on this weekend. And Sunday afternoon, I've got no bloody Griffo's footy this weekend either, so I'm going to be pretty bored, I imagine, by this time on Sunday afternoon. And I'm just wanting something to do, so I think I might just jump on the over in this one for something to do. Who cares? What's logic done for me so far this year? Bugger it. We're on the over.
There you go. No bet here for me. If this was a night game, as some of the recent head-to-heads have been, I'd be happily stepping into the under. Freo and night games against rubbish opposition love clamping down and turning it into a 90-40 game that no one gives two shits about watching. But in the day, they're much more likely to play a bit of expansive footy. And as you said, there's a bit of, you know, they've been struggling for a few weeks to actually kick a score.
Pav hasn't kicked a goal in 3 weeks, and they're going to want to feed him. They're going to want him to kick 6 or 7. And if Pav kicks 6 or 7, they kick 23, 24.
Well, they're just going to want to kick a score as a team. They haven't done it for a while. And
I've never been more convinced about anything in my life than this game will be over 165.
Then being bored about this on a Sunday afternoon 15 seconds ago.
Let's get involved. Come on.
Well, there you go. No bet here for me. So I've got a total of 4 this week. I've got the unders in the Sydney-Port Adelaide game, overs in the Bulldogs-Carlton, Crows minus and the over in that same game.
I've got 4 myself. I've got the Doggies minus 12.5 against the Blues and the overs in the same game. I've got the overs in the Don St Kilda game, and I've got the overs Freo Brizzy, as we just discussed, as better the round.
There you go. Good luck and good punning, folks.